A new documentary series done in collaboration with ASU follows ranchers and farmers across North America and the UK as they try a new approach to their work.
I am one of the good old boys that produced food industrially, and then I went commando. Our pastures are better than they've ever been because we don't till them up, we don't use chemical fertilizer, we don't use pesticide.
That's fourth-generation rancher Will Harris from Bluffton, Georgia. He's one of those featured in the 10-part series called Carbon Cowboys. In it, producer and director Peter Bick details how some farmers and ranchers have started paying more attention to the health of their soil, and they're using their grazing animals to do it. They're having their animals stay together and eat half of the grass on the land and then moving them on, rather than having the animals eat everything on the land they're on. The films argue that heavy hit, followed by a rest period, helps trigger nature's best technologies and is allowing farmers and ranchers to increase their production and decrease their use of chemicals and fertilizers. Peter Bick, who's also a professor of practice at ASU, joins me to talk more about this. And Peter, how big of a change is this for those farmers and ranchers from what they had been doing?
Yeah, about 2% of American farmers and ranchers are doing some form of regenerative grazing right now. So there's a lot of room to bring more people in. And those 2% are getting themselves out of debt. They're seeing streams that dried up over the last few generations are now flowing again because they're working with nature. They're seeing the water cycling happen. And they're also seeing a lot more biodiversity of wildlife coming back to their land. So the 2% are seeing a lot of improvement. The difference really is not allowing the animals to overgraze and making the animals stay in a herd and moving them frequently, whether it's four times a day in the growing season for a lot of these farmers or once a day, versus letting an animal stay in a pasture for 2 weeks at a time and then moving them on. It's just a much more focused and intensive way to manage. A lot of people think it's more work, but all the farmers I've filmed over the last 8 years and the farmers we're studying now, they all say it's less work or just better work.
2%, though, I mean, that's still means the vast, vast majority of folks are not doing this. Is it something that you see catching on or that those in that 2% see catching on with more of their colleagues?
Well, that's why I'm here. And that's why I'm glad you invited me. You know, we made Carbon Cowboys to show what's happening. Where are these successes happening? And they're happening all over the country in very different ecosystems. And so we're seeing it happen in so many different ecosystems that we know it works where people apply it. You might have different adjustments, but the principles of herd management, quick rotation, get them off there, let the land rest, that principle is successful. It's just very, very different for so many of the farmers and ranchers out there right now.
Based on the interviews you've done and the farmers and ranchers with whom you've spoken, do you get the sense that making this change is more of a logistical one in terms of figuring out how to make it work, or more of a cultural change in terms of this is the way I've always done it, maybe it's the way generations before me have always done it, and maybe they're a little reluctant to change that?
I think the reluctance on the cultural level is real. You know, a lot of people don't like to stick out. And a lot of the pioneering farmers that we've been filming in Carbon Cowboys are the folks who don't really care what other people think about them. But they've figured out so many of the hard lessons. You know, what took 20 years for Gabe Brown in North Dakota, he can teach someone and they can make that change in 3 years. So I think there is the cultural piece of it. I think there is the logistical piece of it. But I really think what needs to happen is just a really good, solid education campaign. Bring knowledge to farmers. Not make laws about it, but we can incentivize farmers. We can make policies that actually promote soil health. And right now, a lot of our agricultural policies are sort of stuck in an old system. And they're actually, maybe not by design, but by actuality, they are promoting soil degradation. And our soils in our country are in such bad shape. And so we need to turn this ship around quickly. And these farmers that we've been filming and talking to and working with, they're doing it.
As you describe the process that these farmers and ranchers are using, it sounds like it's a very, very old process and a very natural process from a long, long time ago. How did today's farmers and ranchers come upon it and decide that that was the way that they ought to go?
The pioneers in our film, specifically Gabe Brown in North Dakota and Neil Dennis up in Saskatchewan, they came upon this type of grazing because they were going out of business and they couldn't afford to pay for the fertilizer or the pesticides or the herbicides or the machinery. They were going out of business. They had to figure out how to produce food with nature because they couldn't afford all the extra stuff. That's how they got into it. And so what they say to all the young farmers now are the farmers who want to change. I mean, you don't have to be a young farmer to change. I'll tell you that. They just say, hey, don't wait till you get into dire straits like we did. Just try changing on 40 acres. Just try it on your land. Give it a shot and see what you think. It sounds like to the farmers that are doing it, it's more creative. It's more enjoyable. And they like their work more. They like what they're doing on a day-to-day basis more when they're working with nature. It's like what Gabe Brown says in our film. It's like, you know, it's less stressful to work with nature, and it's incredibly stressful to fight nature.
But was this particular technique something that had been circulating in the community for some amount of time, and they just decided, well, we got to give something a shot because what we're doing isn't working? Or like, did somebody go to them and say, hey, look, I think if you try this, you might actually find that your results are better?
No one went to those guys. They had to reach out. But these are old techniques in that you look at how people were farming before industrial agriculture. They rotated their crops with their grazing, right? So you would graze a field, the next year you'd grow a crop, the next year you'd grow a different crop. So that rotation is very much old school. The intensity of the movement of the animals and packing them into a tight herd with electric fence and then moving them four times a day, that's more new school. So it's a blend of old school and new school.
All right, that is Peter Bick. He is a professor of practice at ASU and the director and producer of Carbon Cowboys. Peter, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.